Frank is here. It's time now for Frankly Speaking. Frank, how was your weekend, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great. When the holidays come, Frank, do you get into all the Christmas TV shows? And, you know, like the Hallmark Channel, it's nonstop Christmas shows and stuff. And then there's a new one out, a new channel, Freeform or something like that, and it's nonstop Christmas shows. But it's
yeah,
more
we
of the
what
commercial
did we watch
ones.
Last night? We watched the Santa Claus
with
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yeah.
You realize that came out in 1993?
No, wait. Was that after the Cranks?
I'm not sure when that one came out.
Because I watched some of the Santa Claus and the Claus 2, and then the Cranks came on. I was going to wonder which one came out first, Santa Claus or the Cranks?
Sure seems like the Santa Claus did, but I could be wrong.
I think it did because of how old Tim Allen looks and how old, what's-her-face looks, Kathy Lee, or whatever her name is.
In which one? Oh, in the Cranks?
In the Cranks.
Oh, gotcha.
Tim Allen's wife. She overacts so hard in that show.
Yeah, I just like watching The Grinch Stole Christmas. That's my favorite.
I love that one.
The cartoon.
Do you like the cartoon one? Yeah,
yeah, I like
too.
The cartoon. I like the other one's okay, but I like the cartoon.
The cartoon one takes me back to just all my years growing up.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It just reminds me of me. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
So
what
take
you
that.
Mean. I got you.
Yeah, until my heart grew 5 sizes plus 2 or whatever
plus
it was.
Plus 6.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 sizes. Yeah, whatever.
Plus 3.
Yeah. But anyway.
I was never very good at math.
No, it's not our strong suit. But tell you know what is our strong suit is telling you about awesome stuff. And if you do not know about Wright's 12 Days of Christmas yet, you need to get into Wright's and find out more. But I'll tell you right now, it starts December 11th.
Okay.
Goes through the 23rd.
That's right.
And you can stop by, check out all the deals. It's going to start at 20% off on the 11th. There'll be a rack of stuff, all kinds of, like a section of stuff that's at 20% off on the 11th.
And that's Monday the 11th.
Yes. Every day
that's
from
a week
that
from
point
today,
on.
Dude.
I know. Every day from that point on, it goes another 5%.
Okay, so
Tuesday.
If
you go up to the 23rd, it'll be 75% off.
On that same rack.
On
same
that same stuff yeah. Okay. He might even add stuff throughout
the time. I think he does sometimes.
So, there you go. So find out more at Wright's, 3474 South State. You can call him 266-2050. Check him out at WrightsMotorcycleParts.com. Even on Facebook, you know what?
What?
Told you I can't go rock.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, you know the Christmas Carol you was just talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you guys just did just scared me. you was creepy. You guys is creepy.
Sorry,
hey, speaking of weird, you guys watch any of that BCS selection stuff yesterday?
No, was that yesterday?
Well, I guess it's not BCS anymore. What is it? It's the bowl
selection.
The final. BS. It's not the. What is it? It's the playoff. Bowl playoff now. It's they have a 2-team playoff.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Yeah.
Hey, and guess what?
What?
It's all the same damn teams.
Always.
Now, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Clemson.
Okay.
Georgia. And the final one was Alabama.
Of course, it was Alabama.
Yeah, so let's get ready for lots of misspelled signs in the stands is what the way I look at that. Because not too many teeth either, I'm guessing. Good
and
heavens,
Utah
really.
Utah will be playing West Virginia in Texas.
Hey, what was it? The Heart of Texas Bowl or something
like that?
Yeah, the
Heart of Texas Bowl. West Virginia. That's not Bronco Mendenhall's team, is it?
No, I think he's Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia.
Okay.
What is that? Deep in the heart of Texas. Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody. You guys are still scaring me, I'm just saying. You guys are freaking me out. Hey, ABC News has suspended reporter Brian Ross after he erroneously reported on Michael Flynn.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, plus because he's a male journalist, he was also found a way to sexually harass the news. So there you go. Yeah, it's weird to tell a story about somebody who didn't get fired because they were sexually harassing people.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go. Pink says she's raising her child to be gender neutral.
I read the story.
Yeah, she's also changing her name to Beige.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so,
yes.
There you go. So she's color neutral, too.
Neutral, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to be a celebrity version of Big Brother.
Okay.
So go ahead and wait by the phone, Vanilla Ice. It could happen. There you go.
Back in business.
Yeah. Today's Tyra Banks' birthday.
Happy birthday, Tyra.
She turns 44.
Uh-oh.
Ed. Sorry, couldn't resist. Every time you think of Tyra Banks, you go forehead. I do anyway. Sorry. Yeah, actually, as always, her party's going to begin and end with her repeatedly screaming, "You go, girl!"
That's right.
Until everyone in the room forces a terrible smile and then slowly backs away.
Yeah, you go, girl.
You go, girl. Yeah. You hurt me. See you later, Tyra. Greet me. You know who else's birthday is today?
Who?
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, dude.
53 today. Which begs the question, how is it possible she looks 40 years younger than Tara Reid? This is, I don't even get it. You know, well, it's a lot of birthdays today. Jeff Bridges'
birthday
today.
How old
68.
Is he? Wow.
Yeah, not to say he's old, but when infrastructure experts say America's bridges need billions in upgrades, he's who they're referring to. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. That was it was a stretch. Yeah. I thought I'd do an infrastructure joke. I guess I'm finding they're not that funny.
He's moving to Madison County, too.
Is he? The infrastructure jokes never were that funny, were they?
Yeah, I guess so.
But nice try, Frank.
Thank you. Hey, an Amazon delivery driver was caught defecating in front of a house after dropping off a package.
Dude, I saw the video on this. Oh, my God. What is going on
here? You know, it's bad enough Amazon is driving mom-and-pop stores out of business, but now it's going after German porn? Come on, really? Why would you do that? Yeah. I thought he was far from pooping, but he's not. I don't know. Yeah, even though it sounds horrible, it's still way less horrible than that awkward small talk you have to make whenever the UPS guy drops off the weekly supply of Mexican Viagra. You know what I mean? It's like,
how you doing?
Yeah.
No, that's from my uncle.
I don't know what that is.
He's bald, you know.
Yeah. Hey, for the first time in 200 years, Japan's emperor is abdicating.
Is he really?
He's leaving. He's walking out. He's done.
No way.
Yeah, and like all Japanese retirees, the emperor plans to spend all his time relaxing at home, playing with his grandkids, and looking for Godzilla. So you know he's out there.
It's just movies, dude.
Well, I don't know.
Is that what they all do?
That's what I don't know. I don't know. Boy, did you see this? Wall Street executive was killed by a shark while diving in Costa Rica.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Yeah, apparently, some sharks are cannibals. Get
shark
it?
Yeah, shark,
okay,
huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. NBC's reported the White House has an infestation of mice and roaches.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, I can't believe we have to share the building with those disgusting creatures.
Yeah.
Said the mice and roaches. You knew that was coming, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you heard that. Well, you could hear that coming a mile away. Randy Quaid. Haven't heard of Randy Quaid in the news for a while. Going to challenge Bernie Sanders for his Senate seat.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, there's only one question.
What's that?
You know how they call Bernie Crazy Bernie?
Yeah.
What the hell do you call Randy?
Oh, dude, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bernie's already got that crazy.
It's like that's
psycho. Psycho Randy.
Psycho Randy. I don't know. Hey, the attempted demolition of the Pontiac Silverdome in Michigan was a failure.
Did you guys see this?
Yes.
It didn't go.
It couldn't blow it up.
No.
I mean, that's crazy. Now here's the thing. Now that it's a hazardous structure that will inevitably implode, it's been renamed the Trump administration. Hey! Come on now. I just thought I'd throw that in for those of you who didn't like what he did. Hey, a dog shot an Iowa hunter with a shotgun.
What?
Yeah, eyewitnesses call it a freak accident, but it wasn't.
What?
You've been warned, Michael Vick. You've been warned. The dogs are coming, and their guns are loaded.
And this ain't the first time.
Yeah. Hey, did you see last night's supermoon?
No.
Yeah, the last time I saw something so big and white get that high, it was, I think, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Back in the pain pill days,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So you know. You follow along. Boy, there's just a few more. An English teacher in Indiana caught snorting cocaine in the classroom.
Oh, no way.
The kids in the room, took pictures of her snorting coke off the desk.
Oh, dude.
Though in her defense, the name of the school where she teaches is Charlie Sheen Elementary. What are
well,
you supposed to do?
Come on.
I don't know.
That's what they're learning.
Yeah, I guess. Today is National Cookie Day.
That's right.
Or as Chris Christie calls it, Monday.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oreos are the number one.
Oreos?
Number one. When they're in the three rows in the packaging?
Yeah.
How many per row? Ross per row. How many Ross per row?
24?
13.
13.
And some people will finish the entire row at one sitting.
That's easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without even a glass of milk, you bring the milk, you'll go two rows.
Oh, without a doubt.
And you bring a beer, you still got two rows.
There you go. Man, it's just the jokes keep coming. All right, a couple more quick ones. A Florida man was arrested for threatening police with a, quote, large dildo.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it was a clear violation of the penal code.
Hey!
What?
Hey!
Yeah, at least he had a better week than Eli Manning.
Yeah, he did!
By the way, I guess his coach got fired now, so he's going to go back to playing now that his streak's over by 1 week.
Oh, dude.
Can you believe that?
And dude came in, didn't do anything better. They still lost.
That's just amazing. All right, and let's see. What should I figure? Okay, last but not least, UK newspaper The Sun published an interview with a lifelike British sex robot.
Really?
Yeah. Good grief, I have a name, said Victoria Beckham. I am not a robot.
I am a name.
I am a Spice Girl. Anyway, love you, girl.
Thanks,
guys.